Greetings, good and fancy gamers, to another episode of the Daily Days Podcast, that weekly show that reaps heaps of nostalgia euphoria about gaming and all its trends. I'm Mr. Picario, your humble host on this endless adventure, and today, well, due to unexpected life events, I'm producing more of a mini-sode this week, one that will be the first in an ongoing series of mine. That's right, every so often I intend to wax nostalgic about a game that defies convention, either by subverting the usual mechanics of its genre, mashing two or more genres together, or just by being completely bizarre and quirky in its setting, characters, and design. And this week, my very first pick hews most closely to the first and third of these possibilities. It's a shooter known as Puyon. So, Puyon, even shooter fanatics may not have heard of this rather obscure game. At least in the West, I suspect the game has a greater following in Japan, but I digress. If it helps, think of other offbeat shooters like Donkey Kong 3, in which the player moved a little guy, Stanley the Bugman, back and forth, spraying bug spray at incoming bugs and, up Donkey Kong's butt. That, fanciful, out-of-the-box design philosophy is what defines Konami's 1982 Puyon. No aliens to blast here, no space flights or dogfights out in the Pacific. Rather, the player controls a mama pig defending her children, and I guess her village, against a tenacious pack of drooling wolves. Heck, forget pack, these wolves are practically legion as they scamper across the treetops before bounding down to the ground below. Well, that's not quite right. These crimson wolves float steadily down due to the lone balloon they each possess and desperately cling to. Naturally, it's up to Mama Pig to put an end to these shenanigans. Tucked in a bucket on the right side of the screen, she's able to move up and down in a sort of inverted version of the typical left and right movement seen in Galaga and other single-screen shooters. This is accomplished somewhat humorously thanks to her pig buddies yanking on an exhausting pulley system from above. Anyway, as the wolves drop, she fires arrows, not to spear the brutes themselves, but to pop their balloons, sending them free-falling to oblivion. As is always the case, though, this is harder than it sounds. The wolves will sometimes deflect the arrows, their balloons sometimes take multiple hits to pop, and unsurprisingly, that pack has its own attacks, flinging their own volley of rocks in return. And should one pest reach the bottom, he then scales partway up the cliff where Mama is residing, snapping at her if she stays in one place too long. This means losing a life if the player fails to remain vigilant, but strangely, if more wolves beyond the first four continue to escape, there seems to be no additional penalty to the player. Death only comes by being pelted by a rock or snapped by those dripping jaws. Level 2 reverses things somewhat. Now the wolves are using their balloons to take to the air in aim of using their combined man-wolf power to heave a giant boulder atop Mama, Wile E. Coyote versus Roadrunner style. If too many canines slip through the pig's righteous arrows, that boulder will fall, but all the normal rules still apply. Get hit by the wolves hurling stones, and that boulder won't even matter. Along with the crowd control and fighting to stay alive, players can grab a husk of meat on occasion to fling at the invaders, causing them to ditch their balloons and fall to their demise as they snap uselessly at the unlucky prize. Multiplying point bonuses can be earned this way depending on how many enemies are felled in one go. In addition, falling fruit can also be shot, providing further point bonuses. Lastly, there are also two nifty bonus rounds. The first has Mama flinging a steady course of meat at the villains as they use their balloons to take to the sky and presumably escape. The more she takes out at one time, the greater the score. The second round sees the beasts hurling fruit as Mama does her best to skewer each projectile with her own marksmanship. More shot fruit means more points. And that's pretty much the structure of the game, two regular levels intercut by one of those bonus missions. The levels do become increasingly more difficult, however, until the player, no matter how good, eventually, inevitably, falls to their jaws. But hopefully by then, the player has at least managed quite the high score. So, yeah, I'm sure those of you out there who have never played Puyon before are probably more confused or weirded out than ever after hearing me trying to explain the game's strange proceedings. And that, unfortunately, is the drawback of the podcast format. So, you'll have to take my word for it. This is one of the most endearing, surreal takes on the static screen shooter available from the early 1980s. One could even argue this was the founding member of the so-called cut-em-up subgenre that became so popular with the likes of Parodius, Proteus, whichever, Magical Chase, and Twin B. In other words, give it a try. The easiest way is probably through arcade emulation via MAME, although a version of the game is available on the Nintendo Famicom, and another in the PS1 compilation pack Konami Arcade Classics, which did receive a release in the United States. So seriously, play Puyon. It packs more personality than Galaxian, Galaga, Galpus, and Space Invaders combined. And come on, that music is irresistible. And on that note, it's time to say goodbye. Thanks for listening, everyone, and this is Mr. Picario signing off for now.